Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. So today we are excited here because we've got a fun guest. We've had him on the show before and he did an incredible job last round. And I love him because he's not one of those, you know, talk about success and talk about a whole bunch of stuff. No, he's actually got the experience to back it up. He's got the numbers to back it up. We've got Gary Leland back on the show. He was on last time talking about his seven-figure e-commerce business, which he uses podcasting and social media to drive all of his traffic for. And wouldn't you know it, we've got him back on today to talk about social media and how to drive massive, massive traffic using it. So, you know, this is not just like the typical person out there is just like, oh, you got to start a website and then you got to start building an email list and you got to use social media to promote your business. No, Gary actually gets huge results with his social media podcast combo, and we're going to be talking all about that today. Before we dive into it, though, today's featured podcast is Marketing Access Pass. This is actually a show run by Anthony Tran, and it's really based around the concept of helping you escape that 9-to-5 and get the heck out if you're, you know, working and trying to go out on your own. You're trying to start your online business and starting to do your own income. That is an incredible show. There's about 11 episodes out now as of this recording, and I recommend you guys check it out if that's what you're into. Assuming that you're listening to this show, making money online is probably one of your interests. So let's jump into it. We've got Gary on the line. We're going to be talking about social media and driving massive traffic to your podcast and to your business through the use of social media. So he's got some interesting tips, and I'm really excited to dive in. All right, so we've got Gary Leland back on the show. I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about social media, specifically for podcast marketing, and how he uses it to not only promote his episodes right when they go out, but long into the future. So I'm really excited to have you on, Gary. Thank you for hopping on the show.
Oh, you know, I always like coming here, Ben. I had such a great time last time. I was actually anticipating this one.
Well, and I really appreciate you hopping on back here. We had a fantastic chat last time. And just hearing how well you're using podcasting specifically as a marketing tool for your softball business is really inspiring to me, even though I've been in the podcasting industry for a little while and have been helping a lot of people get going. I really enjoy seeing what you've been doing in the e-commerce space because it's not very common. And so hopefully with some of this information that we're putting out there, it'll be easier for people and they can kind of look to you as a guide on where they can get rolling here. So anyways, as we were chatting kind of before the call, one of the things you were saying that you do really differently and really interesting for your podcast and for your podcast promotion is how you run your social media promotion. So can you give us a little overview of how you go about that?
Sure. And I do this for all my podcasts and all my blog posts. Anything I put on the website, I do this for. And I'll make an image, of course, first of all, and I'll post it to, if I put up a show like the one I did this morning, I'll post it today. Then I just copy that exact same text. I'll go there's a scheduling button on Facebook. We'll start with Facebook. I'll use that scheduling button. And today was Wednesday at 10 o'clock. I put up my show. I'll go to July 20th. Let's say that's a Sunday. And I'll do it Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I'll go to the next month and I'll schedule it for a Monday at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then so what I'm doing is for the next 6 months, because that's as far out as I believe I can go on Facebook, I will schedule that post to come out on Facebook once a month for the next 6 months on different days of the week and different times of the day. My theory is the person who's at work looking at Facebook instead of working at 11 in the morning is not using Facebook at 2 at night. and they're probably not on Facebook Sunday morning at 10. They're probably going to church. You know, so I'm catching different people who are seeing, and some people may see the same post, but I get no complaints, and I've been doing this for a long time. My audience is growing crazy fast. It looks like I have a ton of material. As I said, if I put up a post this morning and it gets 50,000 likes, next month when I put it up, I'm going to get about 50,000 likes, you know, or not likes, views, I mean. So the views stay the same, the comments stay the same, all the numbers really stay about the same on them, you know, as far as the involvement or with people who are watching. And the same thing I do with Twitter, exactly the same thing I do with Twitter. Once a month for 6 months, different days of the week, different times. It multiplies my content by six. So from someone who's just looking at it, they're going, gosh, this guy is pushing out so much content. Because nobody's on Facebook all the time. I don't know about you, but when I get on Facebook, I don't go back and look at all the content I've missed since I was on it last night. You know, my wife does. But I don't have time. I look at what's on the front page and keep up with it from there on. And I figure what I've missed, I've missed. That's why I think it's good to put it multiple times. Not only did some people miss it the first time, hopefully if you're doing any good at all, you've got new people who weren't there the first time.
That's fantastic advice, and something that here at Authority Engine, even, that's not something that I have been doing. However, you better believe after this show, I'm going to be taking a look at doing that myself.
And like I said, I use the same exact image and information. I think it's just putting it on there. I don't think you have to like dress it up and go, I need six different images and six different notes to put on Facebook. I think it's just putting it on there. And I think the people who do see it the second time, they aren't getting upset. No one has said anything to me ever like, oh, you've had this on here five times now. I've never heard anything like that.
Okay. And so one of the follow-up questions that I've got for you then, you were saying you use a scheduling tool in Facebook. Is that something that is native within Facebook, or is there some sort of tool that you use for that for Facebook or Twitter?
No, in Facebook, it is native for pages. Now, I don't know about for personal profiles, but anytime you make a post, for a page, if you look at the bottom of the bottom left-hand corner where the post on the right side, it says post and boost, right? You're familiar with that. Left, there's a little clock, the camera, things like that. If you click on the clock, that's a scheduling tool. And when you schedule one, it says, would you like to schedule this post for another time? And you can just say yes, and the window pops up. It'd be nice if it loaded it with this information, but it just pops back up ready for you to load. But it does have the old date in there. So, you know, if I'm going, okay, I'm doing these on a pin mission, I go, can I just do August or October? You know, like it looks, oh, I just did August, you know, because this old date's in there. Now on Twitter, I have not found anything like that on Twitter. So I use Sprout Social for that. And that one does cost a monthly fee, but the reason I like Sprout Social is it shows me when I go to schedule it how many I have on that day. I can see the whole month, and I can say, oh, there's a day I have none. We put one on that day. Or by the time, you know, like now, you know, really think of it, all of July is filled up with like three or four of them. And December's got open days still, and some of the days have one. You know, by the time I get to December, it'll all be filled up. But so I'm looking at July for next month to schedule one, and it will show me how many I have on that day and what times they're at. So I can go, okay, I've got three on every day. Oh, I've only got two on this day. I don't have one in midnight, you know, and I can post it in so I can see where to post it at. Facebook, I'm just kind of guessing. I just pick all kind of weird stuff every time I do one, just hoping I'm randomly guessing differently every time.
That's amazing. And I really love this approach because what happens a lot, and I'm sure you've seen this, you know, throughout podcasting as well, is once people post something, they just move on and they keep recording new and new and new and new and new when, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, you don't have to be pumping out quite that much content to have that big of an impact. And or you can use the exact same amount of content that you're already producing and have five, six times the impact using this strategy. So I love this approach.
Yeah, and especially if your content is like yours or mine and it's evergreen. I mean, this content you and I make, we make two completely different types of content, but both of them are still going to be good a year from now. I mean, the content on how to hit a fast pitch softball is going to be the same way a year from now. The content on how to, you know, market your stuff is going to be the same probably a year from now, you know, selling. And so, you know, now if you're like having a show about, you know, what you do and sitting on your couch, maybe probably it's not going to be quite as interesting and that concept might not work.
Yeah, or, you know, if it's something news related that's breaking or, you know, that kind of stuff, it's going to be a little bit tougher. However, you know, even if there is a slight news component to a show, if as long as the core content is still very applicable, I think you're right. I think you're good to go. You can use it for multiple months. And in that way, you can make sure that you're really packing the biggest punch you can with your content as opposed to just, you know, just trickling it out there when you do a new episode and then having a new episode every, you know, every time. And you're really leaving a lot on the table.
Yeah, you know, on Facebook, like I said, Facebook and Social Sprout both is 6 months. Now, I know Hootsuite will let you do it, but you can't really, I do not believe you can see the schedule of when you put them at already. So I think that's worth paying to be able to see where I place them at.
Absolutely, yeah, because if you got like 8 going out one day and none going out the next, it doesn't really make much sense.
What happens if you pick 4 of them and they were within 3 minutes of each other by freak chance?
Yeah. Okay, and so obviously you use Facebook and Twitter quite heavily. Are there any other social media avenues that you prefer?
Yeah, everything I post, I start with Facebook and do my 6 posts there. Then I go put it in Google Plus. Then I have a LinkedIn company page. I put it there. Then I do my Twitters. And then I go to Reddit and put it there.
And I think Reddit is one that a lot of people have not been using in the past. Or, you know, specifically for podcasting. I know for in the blogging space, it's been pretty big. What advice do you have for people that are going about Reddit? Because I know that can be a little bit of a do or die type community to where, you know, it can go well for you or you could just get ripped to pieces real quick in Reddit.
Yeah, I just post mine under the softball category and I've started using Reddit about a month and a half ago. So I'm also kind of new, but because I'm new, I'm just doing it the easiest way I can. I just want to make sure I get my content. I just submitted a new link is all I do. You know, when you submit a new link, I submit the link with URL. I say suggest the title. It automatically picks my title. I pick my subreddit and I'm done. It takes me 10 seconds. I would be stupid not to do it so quick. I'm sure there's a better way to do it. I'm not a Reddit expert, but that's all I do. I think you should have your content everywhere you can. I don't want people having to come hunting for me. I want them to find me by accident and say, hey, I like this. I want to go see some more about this guy. That's my marketing approach.
Well, and it sounds like it's going fantastic for you, Gary. You know, in our previous episode, we talked about how you're no longer even doing AdWords because you found that just using the podcast and your social media, that has just, you know, really kind of took over as opposed to what you were previously using with your AdWords and that kind of stuff. So sounds like you're definitely on the right track here. And what I would love is if you've got one piece of advice for those podcasters out there who are looking to use social media a little bit more effectively, what would that be?
Well, I guess I'm going to go with a simple tip this time. Don't start a personal Facebook page for your podcast, because if you're any good, you're going to outgrow it and you're going to have to move to a company page. And then you'll be real upset when you lose those 5,000 followers, because that's all you can have is 5,000. But I know so many people who that's happened to, and you hear them whining, why does Facebook do this? Well, that's been the rule since it started.
Oh, awesome. Well, Gary, thank you so much for coming on. And I really appreciate you sharing your social media strategy here. And I think that our audience is really going to dig it. And looking forward to having you on again in the future.
You know, I will come on here anytime you need me, Ben. I look forward to it. I always enjoy talking, selling stuff.
Gary, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I know that is something that not a lot of podcasters out there have really considered, or even content marketers
in general. So I really appreciate coming on the show and sharing that gold with us. And I know that I'm going to be implementing some of that in my business. And I hope those of you out there listening will as well. And if you're listening to this, I encourage you to check out the show notes. This is going to be episode 51. So you know what that means, authorityengine.com/51. And you can check out all the show notes, all the links to everything that Gary and I talked about today. But I also want you to leave in the comments a quick thought about how you use social media to promote your show, to promote your business, maybe in a way that a lot of people don't really consider for themselves. So are there any tricks or thoughts that you've got on social media that have proven really successful for you? Because of course, here at Authority Engine, we're about helping each other get those results that we're looking for via our podcast marketing and our overall marketing online. So head over there and share your insights if you've found some really rocking ones. Okay, so if you like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, I would really appreciate it if you headed to authorityengine.com/love. That's where you can get a really cool bonus from us all about how to get the top industry experts on your show. And that's also where you can share it with a friend that you think it'll really help. Leave us a review. All those fun things are all packaged nicely right there. So that is your one-stop shop, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you for listening and remind everybody to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. Again, I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. Ladies and gents, we'll see you back next week.